This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I asked this question the other day, and maybe we finally got our answer, and it has to do with the old pretty boy governor of California, Californicate, Gavin Newsom. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Grow this network, people! Grow it! Because they're trying to shut us down. They don't want us to survive. You click the button, you download the show, we get a couple of shekels. We get enough people downloading the show, we get more shekels. It means we pay people, we expand it. And that's what they hate, because they can't control it. See, they shut me off of Facebook. They shut me off of Twitter. They shut me off of most of this other social media stuff. But when you say, nope, I want it coming right to my email, they can't shut that out. Even though they dump my email into your spam folder, they try, but they can't. See, because now they would be curtailing my freedom of speech, because I'm not a slave to anybody's platform then. Which, by the way, they never should allow Facebook and these guys to get away with this crap, but they do. I don't care anymore. I'm making a prediction that there will come a time where we won't have to worry about Facebook and Twitter or anybody else, because we will have our own network of things to do. And, in fact, I'm meeting with people about things like that all the time. Anyway, going back to old pretty boy Gavin, the guy that wants to be president, Pelosi's nephew, the little Lord Fauntleroy, who wants to be king at some point. And I asked the question, where is he? Because it was trending on Twitter that Gavin Newsom had gotten the jab, proudly got his new booster shot. Yeah, he's all arm rolled up. He's all bucked up. He gets his shot and then disappears. Where's Waldo? And it was trending on Twitter because people were like, this dude is a publicity hound. And we can't locate him. He's not, you know, letting us know where things are. Are you kidding? Come on, Gavin. You love the camera. You love the limelight, the spotlight. But he disappeared. And so they made up all kinds of, oh, he's working hard. He's passing bills and legislation to kill black people. He's going to hurt babies. And the widows and orphans don't expect to eat this Christmas because he's working. It's a dangerous thing when a Democrat is working, because they are never working for your best interest. They are working to figure out how to fleece you, how to get your money. So anyway, Newsom is hiding. He hit, I'm just telling you, he took the shot. A lady, I didn't see it. I mean, I read the story, but a lady said he took that shot and he turned beet red. I don't know. Fact check it. Go on to Snopes and then fact check Snopes after you fact check. But a lady tweeted, she put a note in there and says, yeah, did you see him when he got it? He turned beet red. I can just see him looking like a lobster. And I want you to understand a thought that would go through your brain. It's like a bug hitting a windshield when you go, oh, crap. So he gets this booster shot, and next thing you know, he's like, oh, and he gets flush. I'm just saying, if you think that you're passing a narrative that, oh, everything's safe, and then suddenly it's not, it's a shock to the system. So he turned beet red, according to this lady, and then he was not heard from for a long time, for, you know, better part of a week. Gavin disappeared. And then he took a photo op with his family. Whatever. They pulled that picture out from the archives and showed it. Gavin Newsom, when he got to sequester himself, he was so jacked up with those different symptoms. And I talked about it. Anyway, they claim that he's coming out now. Gavin's going to put it all together. And here's the story. It was in Breitbart. The hashtag, where's Gavin, and where's Gavin Newsom, began trending on Twitter after Newsom mysteriously disappeared from the public view for several days, to the point of canceling an appearance in Glasgow, Scotland, at the climate summit, which he was scheduled to attend with nearly two dozen members of his cabinet. Wow, what a boondoggle AP reported the cancellation stemmed from, quote, family obligations. Lieutenant Governor, I don't know how you pronounce her name, Eleni Kounalakis, attended the summit in Gavin's stead. So rumors were circulating about Gavin Newsom's sudden absence. They became so intense that the governor's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, tweeted for people to stop hating and get a life. So, I mean, it got to him. It got to him. So here's the thing. Think about this. Again, this is an egomaniac, right? And he's had his life all handed to him. By the way, Siebel, this chick Siebel, very, very wealthy family. Siebel used to be, they call it CRM, Customer Relationship Management Software. And it was the de facto standard. Now Salesforce probably is. I don't know what happened to Siebel. I think Siebel got bought by Oracle. But long story short, Siebel family's very wealthy. So Gavin's done very well for himself. This guy doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do anything. All he wants to do is meddle. Anyway, he's got his wife doing his dirty work, and she says, it's funny how certain folks can't handle the truth, Siebel Newsom said in a now-deleted tweet. When someone cancels something, maybe they're just in the office working. Maybe in their free time, they're at home with their family, at their kids' sports matches, or dining with their wife. Please stop hating and get a life. Yeah. Or maybe they had a negative reaction to the vaccine that you want to force all of Californians to get, and you don't want to admit that because it would make people understand that your husband is a Gestapo tyrant who never should have allowed this vaccine to be given to everybody in the first place. Maybe it's that too, Ms. Siebel. One popular rumor, they write, suggested that the governor went AWOL due to an adverse reaction from his coronavirus booster shot, which he received on October the 27th. Here's what they wrote. Governor Newsom has repeatedly assured that vaccines are safe. Given the rumors swirling around about the timing of his disappearance right after getting the booster, I hope he emerges soon to explain his absence, and I hope that he's healthy, tweeted California Republican Senator Melissa Melendez. See, she gets it. She gets it. If Gavin Newsom, when you take the death poke, you've got to come out. I want to see you playing soccer. You know, I want to see you lifting weights. I want to see you doing something that shows that, oh, no, not only am I okay, I've got a booster, I'm boosted. But he didn't do it. And that tells me everything I need to know, because I know what this egomaniac is about, and I also know the narrative of the left. They don't want to lose. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, the more we learn about the Wu Flu vaccines, the more I look like a genius. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I am a genius. I'm a genius in common sense. And so are many of you. And all you got to do is follow it. Bad news for Moderna. Look, this is bad news for all the vaccines. I'm going to read you a report to give you some insight to something. And as you listen to this, I want you to understand how they rationalize still giving other shots and they compare one to the other. Like, you don't hear much about J&J, right? Why are you not hearing about J&J? Because it's a horrible vaccine. So they go, well, you can take the Moderna and the Pfizer because it's lesser evil than this other one. 844-551-8255. Listen, folks, I don't care if you get this shot or not. Everything's got a potential for a side effect. But most medicines tell you, they say, this could cause, you know, shingles, or it could cause your, you know, pinky toe to fall off. It tells you something. They're up front. They're required by law to tell you, look, this can do these things. And if you want to get rid of that plaque psoriasis or whatever, then that's what you do. And I get it. And then your body will make adjustments, you know, and hopefully you'll survive whatever it is. But in some cases, you will die. But they tell you this. They make this sound like, oh, no, this is all good, man. It's all good in the hood. Come on. Yeah. You want to live in Compton? You want to drive that Ferrari in Compton and let people know that you keep a lot of cash on you? Yeah, sure. It'll be okay. Don't worry. They said in the wake of a weak earnings report that sent Moderna shares cratering last week, French health authorities have just released a new advisory. Get this. Recommending that people under 30 don't get the Moderna vaccine. Now, let me tell you what the French government should be issuing advisory for. They should be recommending that anybody under 30 don't get the vaccine at all. But they say, no, they should choose the Pfizer-BioNTech jab instead. Now, why are they telling you this? Because the Moderna vaccine makes your risk of heart inflammation rise compared to the Pfizer jab. And here's what the part that I really like. They said with Pfizer, it's 5 times less that you'll get the heart inflammation than you would if you get Moderna. Now, that would be like saying, you know, you have a 1 in 10 chance of getting, or let's just say this, a 20 in 100 chance of getting this heart inflammation if you take the Moderna, but you only have a 5 in 100 chance of getting it if you take the Pfizer. But you still got a pretty big chance of getting it. And the way that they structured the report, you're sitting there going, you do realize that I understand the trickery going on here.
Well, you have a lesser chance of getting heart inflammation if you take Pfizer.
Okay, well, why didn't you just say, with Pfizer, you have a 5 out of 100 chance of getting heart inflammation? Because they don't want you to know. They said cases of myocarditis, that's what they call that, mostly manifest within 7 days of vaccination. Now, let me just explain what I just said there. They don't know. They don't know whether it's within 7 days. They don't know whether you're going to develop it a 2 days after 7 days, 9 days. They don't know whether it's a month. They don't know whether in 3 months something happens. They don't know because they haven't done enough study on it. But here's what they do know. They know that if you don't take it, you're not going to get myocarditis. They know that. They said typically after the second dose is when you'll develop it within 7 days. Now, keep in mind, these are the people that say don't count a COVID vaccine related death up to 14 days because it could be something else or it could not be. Wow. Now, get this. This part I really think is amazing. Most patients who experience side effects are typically men under the age of 30. And they've done this through studies. So men under the age of 30 who have probably died 1 out of every 1,000 or 2,000 people of COVID are developing myocarditis. And they wouldn't have developed myocarditis because people under the age of 30 don't develop it. Melissa's uncle, Larry, he developed myocarditis about 12 years ago. He died a couple years ago. But he lived with it for a decade. Now, he was in his late 60s, maybe early 70s when he got it. And they told him, you know, it could kill you. It took 10 years. He used to always say, you know, I'm already on borrowed time because they said he had about a year. He lived 10 years with myocarditis. But he was older, and I don't know why you develop it, but he did. But guys under 30 don't get it. They said they're still waiting on additional data regarding the booster shot. But anyway, they go on. For French men and women age 30 and over, however, their French authority equivalent to our NIH says it sees no problem with administering Moderna's Spikevax in this group, stating that its efficacy was slightly higher than Pfizer. So they got three different groups out there that have made these meds, and they say, well, look, if you're 30 and older, and it's myocarditis,
then you can take the Moderna jab. But if you're under 30, you should do Moderna. Now, if you're over 80, you should do J&J. Now, if you're in the 40 to 45 group, you should take nothing, but we can't tell you that. Or if you're under the age of 12, you certainly shouldn't take anything because we don't know what the hell we're talking about. I could go on, right? They don't want to tell you the truth. And the real truth is nobody should be taking it. They went on to say, last month, a handful of Nordic nations placed varying restrictions on Moderna's vaccine. If you're placing these kind of restrictions on this vaccine, nobody can sue the vaccine manufacturer. You can't sue the country. So why would you take this? Iceland, they say, banned Moderna from use across its entire population. Finally, a country that's making sense. Stockholm announced it's going to pause all Moderna for all of its population born in 1991 or after. What, you know what they're not telling you? And I've already said it. They're not telling you, you don't take this vaccine. Don't take it under any circumstances. They're giving you all the hints. They're dancing around the subject. But they don't want to just tell you point blank, don't do it. That should be scary to everybody. I mean, look, we're talking about one side effect, myocarditis. What about GBS, Guillain-Barré? What about blood clots? Which one can we take for that? See, look, if you were to put an overlap of the various medications and what the possible side effects are and which one does what, let me tell you what you'd have. A map that would say to you, you can't take any of these drugs safely. You're better off riding it out because even though it's a weaponized version, it's just a flu.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring American veterans today at Arlington National Cemetery, the president calling veterans the spine and soul of America. The president also placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Gas prices continue to rise in the United States, with Americans on average paying a dollar more per gallon than they did last year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Democrats are hoping for gas prices to continue to go up.
They want gasoline to be $4 or $5 a gallon to get people out of their pickup trucks, sure, their SUVs, into small electric compact vehicles or bicycles or scooters or subways. This is the design of Joe Biden and the Democrats' policy to shut down oil and gas production in this country.
The administration continuing to urge OPEC nations to produce more oil. USA Radio News. The president of China isn't going anywhere. The leaders of China's Communist Party are set to extend his rule again next year, formally giving him a third five-year term as a party general secretary. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox Business people should be concerned about China's recent aggression.
Now that we see this military buildup and their more aggressiveness in the area, they just did a military exercise with Russia and China where they circled Japan, threatening our ally Japan. It really gives us all concern as to what direction China is really going and what does it mean for the future for the United States.
And if you're looking to snag some great deals, if you are a veteran, on this Veterans Day, Outback Steakhouse is giving military veterans and active personnel a free blooming onion and a Coca-Cola product. Olive Garden also providing veterans and active duty military a free entree from a select menu Thursday. The offer is dine-in only. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sensitive subject alert. Just letting everybody know down the chain, because we have a lot of stations that are more religious-based. And I don't think I'm talking about anything that Christians shouldn't be aware of. But all I can say is hold on to your golden penis. And if you don't remember, we discussed this thing called the golden penis syndrome, whereby some young men are using women for, dare I say it, sex. Yes, I know. What a phenomena. Young guys out there strategizing on how they can get more of this elixir. You know, the sex. I mean, that's what they do, right? That's what young guys do. Doesn't matter who you are. When you see your daughter with a young teenage boy, you go, mm-hmm. Why? Because you were once a young teenage boy, or if you're a woman, you were once wooed by a young teenage boy. So that's just what people do. And what's happening now with this Me Too movement and this free love generation, well, boys don't have to work that hard. And in the colleges, which is what we talked about with the golden penis syndrome, I didn't realize this stat. Only mostly around 40% of colleges, boys go to college, and it's like 60% girls. Or it's 40% boys, 40% girls, and 20% the 71 other genders. I don't know. But there appears to be a lack of available men in the college arena, which I've commented at the time. Even though you have, whatever, 40% boys in college, that doesn't mean that all of them are heterosexual. So that even makes the odds even better. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So here's the thing. This favorable ratio for men to women has already tipped the scales of the sexual revolution, the new one. If you want to call it that. And it is to some degree, because now we've got, you know, all these different birth controls and all these different ways for kids to go, oh, let's hook up. They got apps for it on their phones and things like this. I mean, if you thought it was easy back in the day in the 60s, you should see it now. But now they're talking about going from, and this is in the New York Post, for you guys that don't believe me. They said, NYC, New York City singles, ready for 2021's slutty summer of casual sex. And a guy writes, a few weeks ago, Ashwin Deshmukh saw something he hadn't in over a year. It's happening. Host is escorting a couple out of Soho restaurant for bathroom shenanigans. They met outside an hour ago, he tweeted. Twitter had one response. New York is back. The bathroom hookup is just the start of a wave of debauchery that's about to hit the city. people are ready to go. Deshmush, a partner at Hotspot Short Stories and Williamsburg Pizza, told the Post, right now, there's an infinite demand for partying, he said. So let me just back up a bit and just explain what's going on here. So we had the year of Wu Flu, you know, going into 2 years, where they got all this pent-up energy. And, you know, they, oh, people are going to have their cyber sex and all this other stuff. And anyway, they got this pent-up energy. And now they're out. They got all their apps. They've been looking at each other for the better part of a year. And now it's hookup central. He says, some have dubbed it slutty summer, or, get this, the whoring 20s. Others have proclaimed that they're in for a shot girl summer, inspired by the viral Megan Thee Stallion song. It shows you how out of touch I am. Hot girl summer. No matter what you call it, in 1967, Summer of Love isn't going to have anything on 2021. With all New Yorkers over 16 eligible to be vaccinated. And this is what was a funny part to me. The idea of slutty summer was this. This article, by the way, was written in April. Because I'm going to get to something bigger with this whole thing. Because we're going from slutty summer into flaccid fall. Okay? But anyway, going back to slutty summer. Could we call it skanky summer? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. What the idea was is, if you get vaccinated, you can participate in slutty summer. This was being teased in April. And I'm just telling you, go to the New York Post, April 8th, in fact, of 2021. The title of it, New NYC Singles Ready for 2021 Slutty Summer of Casual Sex. So they're wanting to get these youngsters geared up that if you're got that pent-up energy and you're wanting to hit the trail, you better go get your vaccination because it's going to be a free-for-all. Woohoo! Let's go do it. Yep. They said, I'm going to go back and read this other sentence. With all New Yorkers over 16 eligible to be vaccinated and bars and restaurants opening, city dwellers have one thing planned for this summer. Getting it on. That is an actual article in the New York Post with, in my opinion, trying to get youngsters to get vaccinated so they can go get it on. And they're telling them, man, you do that, we're going to open it up for you. You can go out there and do whatever your heart desires. It'll be ready for you. It'll be ready and waiting. They said, I'm just reading this. This summer is about having lots of sex, Serena Kerrigan, who runs the Instagram dating show, Let's Effing Date. I quote, everyone's getting vaccinated, everyone's horny, everyone's sick of virtual dating. That was her quote. Serena Kerrigan, who runs the Instagram dating show, Let's Effing Date. It isn't just let's date, it's let's effing date. Because at the end of the date, you know what you're going to get. After more than a year of carefully crafting carefully worded messages on Hinge and Tinder, old-fashioned in-person spontaneous meets will be preferred, the 27-year-old said. The ability to meet someone at a bar on a subway had been virtually extinguished, and that's going to be coming back. Everyone has something in common now. How excited are you that the pandemic's over can literally be your opening line? They're giving you you don't have to go up and compliment a girl on her dress, on her hair, on her eyes, or on her intellect or anything. You don't have to connect. Man, are you glad this is over? Let's hook up. I'm shocked. But I'm making a bigger point here because, see, the thing about this is that the vaccines have created a bit of a problem. But before I get to that, because we'll get to that in the next segment, I want to let you know that we just came out of slutty summer, is what they called it. You would think somebody would have been fired for that. Oh, that's right. They didn't say skanky summer. Sorry. I keep getting off track on that. They said, Sexual releases are historically the norm after pandemic, said Nicholas Christakis, a sociologist, physician, and Yale professor. Typically, if you look at centuries of plagues, there's a party at the end, he told the Post. When the epidemics of the bubonic plague ended, there was dancing in the streets. Still, Christakis, who says we're not at the beginning of the end, but rather the end of the beginning of the pandemic. We're at the end of the beginning, urges revelers to practice, quote, harm reduction. And listen to this. Hang out with vaccinated people. Be outdoors and keep your social circle small. That's the advice. But once the festive floodgates open, it might be challenging to maintain caution. The season is, quote, going to be great because everyone's going to be vaccinated, said Olivia Brewer, a Westchester resident who was getting drinks with her friend Julia Mora at the Red Lion in a village on Saturday night. The women, who are both in the process of getting vaccinated, discussed their plans for hot girl summer, as Mora 23 called it. You get where I'm going here, people? They're advertising, you get that shot, get your sex, baby. Woohoo! Be ready for it. Well, let me tell you, when we come back in this next segment, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, I'm not even going to leave it as a cliffhanger. According to a study published by Match, 81% of single men said sex is now less important than it was for them in pre-pandemic times. I'm going to hazard a guess. I think a lot of these single men figured out they don't need women. Maybe they got robots. These new Japanese robots are pretty hot. I don't know. But they figured it out. I don't know whether they just decided, you know what? I spent a lot of time with myself, and I figured out I no longer need to waste the money. If you know what I'm saying. Hint, hint. But whatever they decided to do, 81% of them said sex is no longer that important. Now, this is guys in the sexual hunting range. Coming off of Slutty Summer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talk about raining on youngsters' parades, man. They set them up with Slutty Summer. Talked about it in the previous segment. That's what they called it. This isn't me making this up. This is an article in the New York Post. And they were talking about all this pent-up energy, this pent-up sexual frustration. They got Tinder. They got Hinder. They got, what's it called, Hinge? I don't even know these things. And they said the old-fashioned meetup is back in vogue. No more virtual stuff, no cyber this. Just let's meet up, let's hook up. They're kicking people out of restaurants for having sex in the bathroom. Who knows the debauchery in New York? I mean, you can walk around butt naked in Times Square. I've seen it with my own eyes. Girls that have the paint on. And I will tell you, I was there, last time I was in New York, I don't know if it was the last time, but one of the times I was there, two rather lovely Latinas were walking through that place with body paint, and they were absolutely gorgeous. And when it took them getting up on me to figure out that they were naked. And there were kids all over the place. But that's New York. You know, you got homeless people out there taking dumps in the middle of the street, peeing in traffic. And I'm not exaggerating it. It's a fact. Go look these things up. So does it surprise you that they're advertising, get vaccinated so you can participate in slutty summer? Woohoo! I mean, why not make it a festival or something? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to people. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So they're talking about this is the norm after pandemics. You got to let people have a blow. You got to let them get back into the mainstream, however they choose. And but this study, after they did it, we found out, that maybe, just maybe, this isn't the right thing to do because these single guys are saying sex is less important to them than it was in pre-pandemic times. They say the jaw-dropping stat on lackluster libidos is thanks to a perfect storm of biological and societal reasons brought on by the Wu flu. This is Match, that's a dating site. Their chief scientific advisors and sex researchers, Helen Fisher and Justin Garcia. You can't shut a planet and expect people's physiology to remain the same, Fisher told the Post. We all suffered. Dopamine plummeted. Testosterone plummeted. Sex is less important. Now, I also saw that they said that the vaccines may have something to do with this. Yeah, interesting when you think about maybe how important sex can be, and certainly at certain ages. You know, your libido is a level for you to seek a mate. You have higher testosterone levels when you're younger because you're aggressive and you're, you know, marking out your territory and all this, but not for this generation of guys. And we've already talked about the emasculation of men that's occurring. And I want you to just think about what's happening with these new Wu flu drugs. I looked it up. Because how is it that you have a year off and sex becomes less important? That's not the case. And as I said in the previous segment, they were gearing you up for, oh boy, when you get out, when you take that vaccine, you're going to be ready to go on the prowl, young man. All these young studs out there ready to implement golden penis syndrome, which we talked about the other day, because the odds are good, aren't they? They're already good because you don't have to do a whole lot to get the attention of young women. I don't want to say young ladies, but young women these days. Well, as it turns out, I did a little bit more research. Dioxane is a byproduct produced from the creation of polyethylene glycol, PEG, an ingredient used in both the mRNA vaccines currently available to the public. It had been previously linked to reduced testosterone in male rabbits. The 2018 paper titled Effect of 1.4-dioxane on Rabbit Reproductive Hormonal Level and Histopathology of Testes and Ovaries was published in the peer-reviewed journal Pure and Applied Biology by researchers from the University of Gujarat in Pakistan. And the study looked at a group of rabbits that were fed normal food and some that had this dioxane. And it was over a period of a certain number of 45 days, not that it matters. And then the group that were fed dioxane were compared to the control group. Now, what do you think happened? Well, as it turns out, the researchers found that the higher concentrations of dioxane were linked to, and here's a quote, significant decrease in the testosterone levels of male rabbits. So the thing that makes you want to be a man, have male tendencies, you know, be toxic and all, and go on the hunt for female quarry with your club, of course, so you can knock them over the head, drag them back to the cave, and have your way with them. Like Cosby, you know, with the old Quaalude. So the thing that drives that male behavior has now been taken away. It's been diminished. It's been suppressed by this spike protein or whatever that appears in these drugs. So I'm asking the population of guys out there who want to get this shot, are you prepared to deal with this? Now, I'm not telling you that it's happening. I'm not telling you you're going to have shrinkage or whatever. But whatever it may be, my question to you is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Because I'm telling you, you need to prepare. They're talking about it. Women, you think you're safe, right? Nope. They said a negative effect on the sex hormone levels of female rabbits was also observed. It isn't just men. Now, look, I'm not going to conspiracy theory this whole thing. All I'm telling you is I'm a bit skeptical. I'm a bit skeptical that they said, go out and get that vaccine. And then as it turns out, the vaccine reduces everybody's hormone levels to where they don't want to have what would be, I mean, I'm not condoning sex out of marriage or anything, but I'm saying, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. Now, if we balance that with, oh, here it comes. Here, Kevin, is Alex Jones? Has Alex Jones entered the building? When it comes to, quote, population control, what better way? What better way than to say to guys getting the poke, hey, listen, you get the poke, you're not going to want to go around, you know, go poking around, catting around. You're going to finally, your libido's going to be in check. Oh, and women, you're not going to want it. None of you are going to. So let's just leave things as they are and population will begin to diminish, yada, yada, yada. Now, look, I have no proof of this. I'm just bringing it up for you guys to consider it. But if you look at this thing logically, you got to wonder what's happening. Because they were advertising, get that vaccine and get your groove on. And I it's in the New York Post. Go read the article for yourselves. Let it soak in for you. But every piece of it that I read was, yeah, man, all these 20-somethings, we're going to get out there. I'm telling you what, man, it's going to be all like a turkey bone. I mean, you're going to, woohoo, we're ready to go. We got Hinge, we got Tinder, we got our hookup apps, we got all this. I would be curious, honestly. I would love to Hinge or Tinder would say, you know, we did have a significant drop in usage. Now, I don't want to spend any money studying it, but I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me to learn that these guys are going, yeah, we did. We saw a drop. Even when everybody came out of quarantine, you know, we didn't see the number of hookups that we thought we were going to see. I don't know. I'm not telling you that there is, because I know that the sex drive is meant to be very powerful. And the human body, it was designed in such a way that, you know, you would want to procreate and bring in more people into the world. That's the way the drive works. But we have a Chinese bioweapon that's been unleashed into the country, and I don't know what they're going to do with that. I don't know if that's part of the one-child policy or population control, because knowing the Chinese, it is. If anybody needs population control, it's China. But now that we've got these vaccines, and we're seeing the results of it where 81% of guys say, or people, I don't know if it was just guys, say, you know what, sex after the pandemic isn't as big as I thought, isn't as big on my priority list. And these are people that got vaccinated. It does make me take pause. And I think that's what we should be doing, is having a little bit of intellectual curiosity over it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.